I do not know if you have ever seen a Sylvanchi before, but they are one of the most beautiful creatures to possibly see. They're like the outsider that is like a small cat. I was lucky enough to make friends with one of these named Mahalia while she was passing through Waldsby. She was a black cat with gray stripes and just gorgeous purple peepers. Mahalia had this burst of white fur on her chest that was so bright it almost seemed to glow. She helped me with a problem I was having in our graveyard. She taught me how to handle undead, and I turned out to be quite good at it very quickly. It turns out that undead are harmed by positive energy, and I don't know if you've met me, but it's kind of my thing. So, when question comes, should we travel through Checkpoint of White Witch or go through Spoopy Village, I vote for Spoopy. Vasilisa says a group of Ulfin who were fleeing this new threat called Baba Yaga one time, like 1,000 years ago, they were fleeing through here. They stopped here and they left all their children with 2 Desna clerics. But nobody knows what happened after that. Now, as we approach the village, we hear the sound of children crying. I must assume undead. I will read to them from Bolka's book of Mavis Onyx Pipes. Bolka will lead you on, let you stand. You are tired, you are weak, you are worn. Through the storm, through the night, Bolka will lead you on to the light. Bolka will take you home. But if you are evil, it's probably going to hurt a little bit. Oh shit, where's Marge?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, no.
Okay, so...
That is a good question. Where is Marge?
Where is Marge? That's a wonderful question. I'm going to ask a question, and then there's going to be a follow-up question. So, you all are sitting here. You have come across kind of the entrance to what Kappa has said is a haunted village. And Vasilisa kind of gave a little bit of a rundown. Like, yeah, this village is, like, well-known in the area of being haunted. A lot of people choose not to go through here because it's fucking scary as hell. People have been known to disappear here. People have told really just bizarre tales of the area. And you guys approach the village. You hear the children crying. You see the glowing mark of Desna on the archway leading into the village. And as you guys start to enter the village, Marge goes first.
Actually, and I think I went with, like, all three of us, me, Marge, and Ghost,
yes,
went at the same
correct.
Time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And as you guys pass through the archway, you all feel kind of a tingling sensation, and Marge just fades out. And so we are standing here. Bolka, you felt kind of this tug on your soul when you walked through the gateway, and you were standing right there, and you saw Marge disappear. Everybody else is still standing outside of the village. What are you guys going to do?
Bolka, do you see Marge?
No.
Oh, Diarmo.
I don't know. Something happened when we passed through the doorway, the archway. It Desna is good. I don't know. Marge, are you there?
Marge, are you invisible?
Because that would be nice. Desna just make you invisible to, like, be helpful or something. But hello? No, I do not think. What the? I'm gonna look at Ghost and see what Ghost is doing.
Ghost is freaking out.
It's okay. I'll give her pets.
Bolka, what happened? Do you think it's safe for everyone else to come through?
Can I do a spellcraft check to see if I recognize this feeling,
absolutely.
Or like,
yeah,
like, and I can just detect magic on myself, yeah, or whatever just happened?
Yeah, if you want to cast
detect
magic,
I would love to know more
and give me a spellcraft check. I would love that.
Excellent.
From you.
Detecting 17.
You are detecting illusion magic.
Oh, is illusion something? Some illusion is happening, but she cannot. She's not responding. So it's not just invisibility. Perhaps she is hidden. I do not know. Look behind you. Is she behind you? Maybe it's throwing her back out of the village.
Do you see still that strange moth? Does the village look the same on your side of this archway as it does before you walked through the archway?
So as we were approaching it, it looked like abandoned and run down, right? Like just worn by time.
Yeah.
And does it still look that way from this side?
Yes.
Well, if just illusioned, perhaps she is not harmed. Maybe she is in village somewhere and she's just somewhere else. Perhaps it's like game. Or maybe she just jumped to other side of village. Maybe Desna just traveled her to the other side. That would be on brand.
Do you think, I mean, if she disappeared directly from on top of Ghost, I don't think holding hands will save us when we go through butterfly archway of disappearing.
You think we should just walk through it?
Well, holding hands could be good for emotional support, though, just to feel connected to someone.
I don't know. I feel like maybe now that we know some of us might go poof, if one of us goes poof, maybe we poof to same place as Marge and we at least can say, hello, Marge, let's get out of this together. I just don't like her being alone in poof land.
No, we should split party for sure, just to have... She should not be alone. No, you're absolutely right. She should not be alone.
I mean, ugh. Look, Orm and Mioli, they have their magical mage armor on. So do I. This is probably as prepared as we get. How about I cast message on those of us that are on this side?
You can go ahead and do the message, but is there a way around this thing? Is there any way we can not go through this archway?
We can climb mountain or go through
a
checkpoint.
It's a ruins. How much is there?
We were following along a wall that came to the archway.
It's like
we're
a canyon.
We're in a canyon.
Okay. You're in a canyon that comes to the archway. Now, you could climb the cliff sides next to it. Going off of where we are right now, the cliff walls are probably about 20 feet high.
That's not really likely to climb very easily. Okay, well, Vasilisa, do your message thing. I don't like the idea of Marge being by herself for long.
Me either.
Whatever this is, we will figure it out. It's not going to be a problem.
We'll be totally fine. Maybe. Kind of.
Y'all seem oddly confident when someone just disappeared.
I'm not. I'm just panicking. Saying. I am panicking inside. But also, we can't just leave Bulka and Ghost over there in Margin Poofland while we stay here and decide, never mind, we'll go deal with the Witch checkpoint.
If it is something to do with Desna, I am not worried because I do trust her. And if it is something to do with undead, I am not worried because I trust myself.
Okay. Here, let me cast message to start. And it includes me, Valdine, Gary, Kappa, and I'm going to randomly select Hatch.
Cool.
Because I can do five.
I'm going to randomly select Hatch because I like him the most.
Yes, that's Vasilisa's version of random. She pretends like she's contemplating between the kids and Vrix and Hatch, and then she's always like, oh, eeny, meeny, miny, Hatch.
Yeah, right?
It was a choice between Marigold and Hatch.
Eeny, meeny, miny, Hatch. And it's just that Marigold can't speak,
right.
So you know.
No, but you do it anyway just because she's your favorite. It's pointless, but I like her.
Okay.
All right, all together then?
All together or one at a time? Which is where...
I'm tired of this indecision. Valdine walks through.
Okay,
Valdine disappears.
There's no roll or anything this time?
You all rolled last time.
Oh, this shit.
And okay. I have your numbers written down.
Vasilisa says, ah, Dermo, and walks through.
Vasilisa, you feel a tug, like, inside of you. And you can choose to resist it.
Vasilisa's gonna make eye contact with Bulka. I think maybe I can go to Poofland. You stay here just in case. If we don't come back, do you feel the strange, like a hook inside of your navel going, hey, come on.
That is not the way I was going to. Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. Vale, I'm going to succumb to the butterflies in my stomach and I'll see you hopefully soon. Bye-bye. And Vasilisa succumbs.
She poofs, disappears, fades away.
That is so odd.
So 1, 2, 3.
And Kappa and the kids are still on the other side.
Yeah, they are. But like, if you give in, isn't that a wipe? Don't I win?
Yeah, right? The game wins. No, I'm not giving in.
Yeah, so Kappa and the kids and Gary are all still out there. And so is Hatch and Vrix.
How big is this village?
Looking inside, it's a fairly sized village. There's a bunch of skeleton homes of like toppled stones and everything throughout. Up ahead, about probably 30 or so feet, you can see kind of a little square with a very old sort of stone circle.
I'm sorry, I very nearly interrupted you to make a skeleton home undead joke. And it was going to be bad, and I waited till you finished your sentence. And I'm proud of myself for waiting.
We should get you on Severed Fate. You can just make whatever jokes whenever you want on that show.
I'm sorry.
Just interrupt the GM at your leisure.
Yes.
The worse the joke is, the better.
That's why our sessions are like 3.5 hours long.
I would like to go over and check the square, the center.
Okay.
The center square. And detect magic on it and perceive it and just kind of like scope it, see what's going on.
Bulka, do you want us to just stay here?
Perhaps it's smart, yeah. Just okay. Wait 1 minute. I just want to look around and see if there's any clues as to what the might be happening to all of our friends.
Okay, very good.
Okay, cool. So you head in a little ways, 30 feet or so towards the center of town. You can see old stone pathways kind of around through the snow where the trees have blocked it from falling.
Do we all still hear children?
No.
Okay, that's
you fine. Do not.
I think Ghost would be following you.
Okay, nice.
That makes sense. Going to the center, you do see this kind of like stone circle with a bunch of very old kind of rotted away logs. Give me a perception check.
Regular old perception. 21.
Okay, perfect. From where you're standing, probably about 20 feet or so in any direction, you see the stone outlines of where buildings used to be. Also to the east, you see a stone staircase that leads up to one of the plateaus next to the gate.
Okay, so there's stairs that actually go up to the natural plateau, huh?
Oh my god. Oh, we're getting gonna use a map today.
So you see the basic like layout of the town now. You can see kind of where the outlines of the different buildings are. You can see a couple sort of stone staircases leading up. The map has like fully built buildings and like carts and fires and stuff on it. Those aren't there. You kind of see outlines and vague ruins of everything around you.
And if I continue through the town, the canyon does continue through?
Yeah, it continues through.
But also, there's these stairs that go up.
Yeah, you can go up onto the canyon walls.
So what? I'm still just kind of confused and trying to take it all in. So I just want to like detect magic on this. I feel like the center of town, based on what everyone's been talking about with the statues in both Waldsby and mm-hmm. Heldren. Like I want to see if there's anything up in the center of town, if there's any kind of magical aura or anything.
Okay. I take it you want everyone else to just be waiting over by the gate.
Yes, just stand by for a moment. I just kind of want to see if there's any clues to figure out what happened. I take Ghost with me.
Okay. Everyone can fuck off but Zach.
Oh, something's gonna happen.
Okay.
Sorry, Amanda.
No, that's
it's like, well, I don't like Pathfinder anyway.
So you're just doing another detect magic?
Yeah,
kind of. You're still getting a lot of just illusion. Just straight up illusion all over.
Perhaps, and I guess I would say this to Ghost as a narrative device.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For exposition. But perhaps this town is not as destroyed as it seems. What do I do to know if it is illusion?
So I will say, when you start walking into town, that pull that you're feeling kind of becomes a little bit more directional. And you can kind of be feeling like you're being pulled in a different direction.
Okay.
So you just felt a general pulling of your soul, but as you come in, you actually have like an internal feeling of like, oh, it's trying to get me to go this way, whatever is happening.
Yeah, I'll follow where the pull is, where the tug is pulling me, and just see what's on the other side.
So you go about 100 feet, and then it kind of, you notice that it's the pull is kind of veering off to your left, and it goes up another sort of stone staircase over that way. You pass this big outlined brick area, and over off to your left, you see another stone staircase, and you feel kind of a pull that way and up.
Toward the staircase.
Toward the staircase.
Let's roll the dice, as they say.
Okay. So you start heading over that way, and you walk up the stairs, and before you lies another stone outline building. This one, the walls have kind of been built up more. There's more of it intact. It looks like a lot of the other buildings probably only had stone foundations and were built with wood. This building, however, was completely made out of stone. You see a couple of the windows have been shattered long ago, and there's just wind and snow blowing through it. But you are a man of the cloth, and you can recognize this as an old church. You see attached to the side yard is a graveyard.
Hmm. And it's a church of Desna. Do I see? I'm assuming it's Desna, but do I also see Desna, like, iconography?
You see very vague Desna iconography, yes.
It's like a half a butterfly on one of the walls.
Yeah, okay. It's very, very, very disrepaired.
And the tugging, I still feel it, but it's not directional anymore?
Yeah. You feel like this is kind of where it's been trying to lead you to.
Okay. This tracks with what Vasilisa said to some degree. I'm going to keep Ghost with me. I'm going to walk toward the cemetery with the intention of channeling positive energy at the cemetery when I get there.
Okay. I love that.
Just for no reason. Just preventative measures, just in case.
You just want to walk in and channel? You're going to look around for anything? What's your game plan?
Yeah. I guess I'll walk up, do a perception check. Just to scan, and then,
give me a perception check then.
And then give it a blast. 20.
So looking around, you see that the graveyard has, you know, a number of like headstones throughout it. But there's a certain area you see. It's kind of a bit of a clearing. It's kind of odd where it should looks like it could be like some kind of common area. You see a lot of varying heights of small brush, basically, like small trees that have started to sprout and died and bushes and all of that kind of stuff. But you see something kind of mixed in with all of the snow and the wooden debris. And it looks to be remains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to stop, center myself a little bit toward in the cemetery, and I want to release a blast of positive energy.
Okay.
And if there is anything in the area that would harm from positive energy, it would take... Oh, that's not a great roll. 6. I channel positive energy worth 6.
Okay, so when you do that, nothing happens to the remains, but you do hear very audibly the ethereal screams of the children very close, like all around you. You just hear children screaming.
From my positive energy. Well, I mean, like I said in my intro, like I'll lead you home. I'll guide you guys out of here, but it's going to hurt.
I need you to roll me another will save.
Ooh, okay. So 29.
Okay. You're solid.
Okay. Do I know what that will save was? Did it feel like the same tugging as when I entered?
Different.
Or is this something different?
This is something different. You feel like some spell was just tried to be cast on you. Like you just resisted a spell.
I feel like I'm fighting an invisible enemy with a battle of wills, and I have 6 channels a day. I'm going to do one more.
You're going to do one more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though the children are screaming and crying, it's like, well, I think this is what they need to help them.
Okay.
6, 7, 8 this time.
With an 8, you hear them screaming again, and you...
It's hard to listen to.
You start to see figures appear. As you see all of these children running around in terror, screaming for mercy and for their parents, and you just see all of these big creatures, very large creatures, rampaging through the cemetery, snatching the children.
But the creatures look like ethereal. Are they like ghostly visions?
So this is like Return of the King ghost figures running everywhere. And you can see this kind of tragic event play out. And then it all just kind of... goes away.
And now I'm not feeling it anymore. I'm not...
You're not feeling that kind of... pressure being put down on you. You are still having your pull internally. There is still that pull.
I'm gonna go back and talk to everyone else and make a plan, but I do want to inspect the remains.
Okay.
Just real quick before I do that. It's probably a mistake.
Give me survival.
All right, I do have survival 5. Ooh, 18.
You start going through the remains, like taking a look at them, mm-hmm. and you see many skeletons here, all of them adolescent. And they're all just kind of in this pile.
They never got buried because no one cared. Okay. Okay. Yeah, then I'll head back to the archway.
Okay.
And talk to Kappa and Gary and make a plan.
Okay. Let's go ahead and switch out for everybody else. So you
can, so they can do what they're doing.
Yeah. Okay. So you can go away and then I can work with them for a bit.
That's fair.
Marge.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. You stepped through this archway and you felt a tugging so deep inside you and you weren't able to resist it. And as you look around, all of the snow melts away and you see all of these buildings in front of you start to be reassembled. You see the wood planks flying back in. You see the process of decay happen in reverse. Everything turns from refuse to standing buildings again. You watch as the snow melts away and falls back into the sky, and you see grass grow. And you start to hear people talking in this very kind of, it's definitely scald, but it's a very strange dialect. And you see what the town of Ulsgaard must have looked like so many years ago. And you look around and all of your companions are gone.
It's like I'm in a memory. Well, this is strange. It's a good thing I understand Scald. That's
yes.
like the one language
yes.
I took. So
yes, it
I
is.
Can
it is a very
kind
good
of
thing.
Understand.
So you're standing there kind of just like right inside the gates, and you see people kind of going around. You see people are like setting out tables, and you see all of this.
Do they notice me?
Roll,
does anybody recognize?
Roll. Okay. Roll something. Give me a...
roll a dice.
Let me roll stuff.
Okay.
Let me roll some stuff.
I rolled a nat 20.
Okay.
So whatever you want to combine that with, that was a good first roll.
Okay. You see a couple people glance your way and just give you some like nice little kind smiles. And there are...
So they do acknowledge that I'm
yes,
there.
Yes, they acknowledge that you are there. Now, with that, you also notice that there is kind of an older man walking by, and he looks over at you, and you hear him say,
"Well, come on then. No use standing all the way over there. Come help us get ready."
What would you like me to do, sir?
If you could just help me carry some of these apples over to my table, I'd greatly appreciate it, young miss.
Oh, sure. What's your name?
Oh, shit, I need a list of names. Oh, fuck me.
Well, you know Marge is all about helping, but she likes to know who she's helping, too.
Oh, my dear, I am Abrank.
Abrank, okay. Abrank, yeah, yes. These apples right here.
Yes, yes, wonderful. If you could just bring them over to my table, I have set up over
sure,
here.
Sure, sure.
I would greatly appreciate it.
Marge will pick up the apples and kind of look through the arch and see if she can see anything outside the arch.
You see a wonderful cobblestone path leading through the canyon.
Okay. So she'll grab the apples and she'll follow the old man, who
okay.
seems nice enough, to wherever
okay.
he's leading.
Excellent.
And put the apples down. And, oh, now tell me, sir, I'm kind of new here. And I feel like I've, you know, had some memory issues lately, maybe. So can you tell me what time of year it is?
Oh, my child. It's summer, of course.
Valdine, you appear, and you see the same scene that Marge saw. You do not see Marge, but you see these people walking around, setting up tables full of food and different things. What would you like to do?
Well, the first thing Valdine does is reach to his side to confirm his gun.
He has
still
a gun,
there.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is certainly peculiar. I'll walk toward the people setting up.
You want to walk? Tables. Start walking
just,
into
just
town.
Slowly walk okay. into town.
Excellent, excellent. Vasilisa, you come in. You came in very close after Valdine, and you see Valdine kind of walking into town.
Do I see Marge?
No.
Valdine.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
So I guess this is what happens when you poof.
I chose to poof. I told Bulka if he wants to choose to poof to join us if we don't come back to do so, maybe.
Well, I don't see Marge anywhere, though. You see her?
We have to find Marge. I don't see her either. Do you think she would have gone into... There are people here?
Yeah, there seems to be some sort of a time thing.
Give me a moment. Vasilisa wants to detect magic.
Okay.
She casts detect magic.
Okay, you cast detect magic, you detect illusion magic.
Okay, this is all an illusion? Yes. I would like to do a spellcraft.
Okay.
Check, I guess.
Go ahead.
I
want to
try and
check.
Identify better what's going on. So that is 26.
Excellent. This is a very powerful major image spell.
Ooh.
Very, very powerful.
And it's like a permanent major image?
As far as you can tell.
Wow.
The complexity that is being involved here with so many different moving parts and like individual people who all look very distinct and different is insanely impressive.
Do I know whether it's possible to force someone to doubt an illusion they're seeing so that they can get out of it? Can you force
can,
a
you
new
can,
will save?
You can reattempt a save.
Okay.
Basically, you have failed and you have succumbed to the illusion for a certain amount of time. And then once that time is up and basically your will has enough strength to try again, it will try again.
I believe... We are in the grasp of the most powerful illusion spell, major image I have ever encountered. We should eventually realize this is an illusion, one hopes. And if we can find Marge, I might be able to help the two of you to, you know, be better at knowing it's an illusion, maybe?
Oh. Okay.
As you guys are talking, you see a kind of skinnier, lean, elfin man come over. And he goes,
oh, hello, are you all here for the festival?
Yeah, of course. That's,
excellent, excellent.
Good skull, Valdine.
Thank you. Excellent. If please do make yourselves at home. If you are looking for lodging, you of course can head over to the inn. But you are just in time for festivities. We are setting everything up for the big summer festival tomorrow.
Oh,
so
we
are very
festivals.
Happy you have made such a far journey to our nice quaint village. Please go about your ways. Make yourselves comfortable. I believe your little one is off helping the farmer Oddvard.
Oh, great. Can you point us in that direction?
Oh, yes, of course, of course. They went that way.
He points over, and you guys look over, and there, sure enough, you see Marge just helping set up this guy's table full of apples.
All right, let's get over there. Thank you, sir.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Your
yes.
help there.
Marge.
Yes, of course.
Marge! Vasilisa yells.
Yeah, we head over to Marge. Let's go.
Marge!
Oh. Hello. Yeah, we were setting up some apples and stuff.
Oh, is this your
festival.
Little one? Oh, she is
she's
quite the marvelous little girl. She's very strong. She is. She carried that whole bushel all by herself. Here you go, kiddo.
And he gives you a copper piece.
Well, thank you.
I wonder if you look like a rat folk to him or not, Vasilisa in Taldane says to Marge, because I don't know exactly how the spell works, but just so you know, this is all very much an illusion. It's a major image of some kind.
Marge, who's your friend here?
Oh, this is Abrink. You know, I'm helping him set up for the festival. He's got all these apples. Well, do they look lovely?
They look delicious. We'll help.
Can you
help
believe
too.
All the grass? There's no snow anymore.
It's not real. Illusion. Oh. All of it.
Right. I'm trying to play along for now while the guy's standing here.
I'm speaking in Théaldaine about the illusion stuff. I don't think the illusion knows Théaldaine. Hello, okay. Abrink. Do you know Théaldaine? I say in Théaldaine.
He doesn't respond.
See, no problemo.
Marge will speak to Abrink and be like, oh, so how long have y'all been here?
Oh, well, I've been here for many, many years. I was born here, I grew up here, and I will probably die here as well.
So what do we do with this festival?
Oh, well, we're just celebrating the harvest. It's going to be full of delicious pies and breads and fresh fruit, and there'll be plenty of dancing and music. It's your very standard hullabaloo.
Valdine and Vasilisa, we should stay. Look, think about all the bread and the fresh fruit and veggies.
I do enjoy real summer festivals with real fruits and vegetables, yes. The real ones are very good. And Vasilisa winks at Marge, like, nudge, nudge.
Marge will pick up an apple. Does it seem solid in her hand? She'll toss it to Vasilisa. This seems real to me.
Like I said, the best major image I've ever seen.
What do you do when she tosses you the apple?
I guess I reflexively try to catch it.
You catch it.
With reflex. And then I hold it.
Well, we should try it. I bet you it's really good. Nice and fresh.
I would like to roll a knowledge check.
Okay.
What happens if you eat illusory food? Do I know about that?
Might not sure, be food. Give me a knowledge arcana check.
Don't eat anything. It might not be food.
28.
28. If you eat illusionary food, nothing. Nothing happens.
Oh, yes. I love the illusion of being full, and I take a bite out of the apple.
It's a nice juicy apple.
Oh, so juicy, so nice. Will
See,
not
I
feel
told
my stomach because it's not real.
Yeah, you go to swallow it and you don't feel it go down. You just feel like
you
feel
Can
the
you
flavor in
it?
Your mouth.
Okay.
Yeah. But
okay.
You can't, you don't have a physical sensation of it.
Hey, yo, apple man. Sorry. I forgot your name already.
Oh, that is okay. I am Farmer Abrank.
Farmer Abrank. Are there any magical people who live here in, what is it, Ulfgard?
Yes, the fine village of Ulfgard. Yes, we do. We have a wonderful wise woman, I believe. She practices witchcraft up on the bluff over there.
I would love to meet her. What is her name?
Her name is Jacobina.
Do you think it would be okay to go up and meet Jacobina?
Oh, of course. Everyone here is quite friendly, I assure
you. Okay. I would like to know everything I can about anyone who might be able to cast major image. So let's go talk to Jacobina, maybe?
Eh? Oh, I think I'd like to stay here and help set up. This just seems like so much fun.
Okay, you know what, Marge? Fine. Sure. You stay here. Remember, nothing is real.
Oh, look at all the
you
grass.
You can't see
it's
the
so
real
warm.
Things. If you're lucky, Bulka will bump into you in real world. You'll get new wheel save. It's okay. Valdine, do you want to come with me or watch Marge?
You think I should maybe stay here, keep an
okay,
eye on
Okay, stay here. Eat lots of fake food.
I don't want
is
the food.
Fine. I'm just letting you know. All illusion.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's
not
like the
real.
Matrix. I understand.
If you...
I've seen the movie.
That's a reference I have not heard, but I appreciate that
Everybody
you understand.
Everybody roll perception.
16.
Well, I'm an idiot, so I have minus one to all my skills.
I'm sorry. I'm so
19
sorry.
For Valdine.
18 perception for Marge.
You all hear everything go immediately dead quiet, and you hear children screaming in the distance.
Oh, dear.
Ear-curdling screams of terror.
What was that?
And you look around, and you see everything kind of, like, flutter for a second. You see all of these people just disappear. You see the big, nice, warm colors and the trees and the grass all flickers back to white, and you see all the buildings eroded again for a split second. And then as soon as the screaming stops, everything stabilizes again.
Marge will stumble backwards and, oh, I think I think I'm going to go with you, Vasilisa.
Yes, I think...
All right, we'll stick together. Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't like that at all.
A very bad thing happened.
Yeah, something terrible has happened here. Something evil.
There may be ghosts and things. Remember, if we don't escape this illusion, we might just wander around in this strange summer festival / screaming children non-reality until we starve to death and die.
Well, let's go. Let's go.
Okay, yes. Let's hold hands so that you don't get replaced by illusion, you. Everybody, okay, friends, holding hands. I be in the middle. Let's go.
Okay.
And Vasilisa just kind of takes a hand of each of them and kind of tugs them up towards Jacobina.
Okay.
Yeah, Marge will not be inclined to go first in this case. You might be like, I'll be in the middle and grab her hand, but she's just kind of going to stand back. Yeah.
So as you guys start walking through, you're going to, you notice where our wonderful friend Abronk pointed. You guys go up the stone staircase off to your immediate right. And you start climbing on top of the cliffs. And as you guys are going about, you see people like waving at you and smiling. And they say, oh, welcome. We're excited to have you. Welcome to the festival. You guys have a lovely looking daughter.
Don't worry, Marge, but this is very cute that they think you are our daughter. Do they think we are married, Wildin?
Funny days. Oh, shucks.
Funny days. But also, remember when the screaming happens. They have been dead for over 1,000 years, okay? No one to save but us.
You guys head up these stone steps and you go up another bluff and you arrive shortly after at a stone cottage. Has a wonderful thatch roof. You see a cauldron outside bubbling over a fire, and you see windows that have beautiful stained glass in them.
Okay, I'm excited about the stained glass. Does it form any pictures or is it just... I, Elizabeth, am excited by the stained glass. Vasilisa is excited by the cauldron.
Marge feels like she's going a little crazy. She was all of a sudden in this beautiful summery home that reminded her of home.
Don't worry, you are going crazy.
And then screaming in winter again and children screaming.
Mm-hmm. Not good.
Mom.
I'm not letting go of Marge's hand.
Yeah, no.
Or Valdi's.
She's not going to let go of your hand.
A major image this powerful... Vasilisa can't stop thinking about the stories of people coming to Ulsgard through this range
and never leaving. Yeah.
Like, she thought undead were killing people. Now she thinks maybe they got trapped in an illusion spell and just kind of lived their days out until they starved to death
eating
illusive food.
Thinking they were
food.
Alive
yeah.
and eating and being
and
happy.
And that's horrifying.
That
she
is
does
horrifying.
Not
it is
want
terrible.
That.
You look at the stained glass windows and they are very... bright and colorful. There's a lot of reds and some darker tones along with some greens. And the primary imagery you see is a rose growing out of a cobblestone street. Give me your perception check.
19.
17.
29.
Okay, Valdine, you grew up in a big city. You're used to looking at big stained glass window panes. You're able to kind of identify the picture of it a little bit better. You follow along kind of this little trail of tile panes as it winds down. It looks like the rose is growing out of blood that has fallen into the cracks of a street.
Blood rose. Why does that seem so familiar? You see that stained glass, Vasilisa? That's a blood rose of some kind. It's growing out of the blood in the cobblestone. It's hard to tell, but
it's very pretty. But blood is not cool.
But a blood rose, does that have any significance to you? Does that mean anything?
Let me consult my memory.
Knowledge, something religion,
beautiful coming from death.
Sorry, knowledge, religion. That's gonna be an 8.
Okay, you have no idea.
I have no idea what that would be. But I like roses. My arcane mark is a rose. I've not shown it to you yet, but it's a summer rose. It's quite pretty, like that one, but not with cobbles.
I don't think this one is similar to what you're thinking about. There's something about that just seems not right to me. I just get a bad feeling.
Okay.
Oh, we should be
careful. Proceed with caution.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Be careful.
I want to look at that cauldron, though.
Okay.
I'll laugh if it's just someone boiling their laundry. But I'm going to check this cauldron.
Okay, give me a spellcraft check.
It smells like Tide.
Yeah.
Clean and fresh.
31.
Okay, there's no kind of magic or anything going on here. It looks like they're boiling fruit. They're making some jam.
Oh, I love a good fresh fruit summer jam, but also nothing magical.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's not real.
No, no.
Good job, Marge. Keep remembering
that. Okay. Jacobina, hello?
Vasilisa shrugs at Valdivia.
Yes, hello. I'm inside. Please come on in.
Okay. Okay, we're going in to meet the witch. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Right. She kind of squeezes their hands a little tighter and goes up.
Inside, you guys see a wonderful little cottage. You see all kinds of herbs and spices hanging from the rafters, drying. You see a bunch of little mice on the table, just like working on a little bit of cheese on a little tiny plate. You see a bookshelf full of all of these tomes, these ancient leather-bound tomes. And you look over and you see this cabinet opened with its doors, and inside you see all kinds of strange devices and objects and jars of different fluids and things inside of them.
I feel very homesick and also very jealous, just so you know.
And then you all hear the screams again.
Oh no.
It's a lot more intense this time, and instead of a straight flutter jumping back and forth, you guys are thrust back into the snowy hellscape of which you are now all too familiar with. The hut you are standing in is still standing back in the snowscape of where you guys have come from. But looking around, you see the old stone table has piles on it. You see these old rotten books splayed open. And looking over at the cabinet, you see that it hangs on its hinges with a shattered lock on the table below it. And you snap back to the cottage.
Marge is going to sit. If there's a chair nearby, she'll sit on the chair. If there's not, she will sit on the floor.
Okay.
I like the idea of Marge sitting on the floor and Vasilisa's hand holding Marge's hand just goes bloop.
She's going to let go. I think when the screaming started to happen, she'd let go and put her hands in her ears.
Vasilisa's
and then just sit.
Trying to keep her grip on Marge. Everybody okay?
I don't like this.
No,
I don't like this.
Okay, maybe it would help. Just close your eyes, Marge, okay? Close your eyes and hold my hand.
She's got one hand like on her chest and just kind of like curled up in one hand holding Vasilisa's. Okay.
Keep a hold of my hand. No, it is me. And maybe you can put your hood up and see if it helps you not hear things. Valdine.
Yep.
I assume that we are going back and forth together, same time.
Yeah,
Scream, I'm assuming, winter, back, summer.
Yeah, I'm seeing terrible things flashing back and forth. Okay.
Jacobina.
Yes, hello.
Oh, jeez.
Welcome. Little one, is she scared? I promise you, little one, what you have heard about witches is not always true. We are mostly kind and wonderful people. Is something wrong? Is there anything I can do for you all, or...
Yes, we all know Vietjits Viedma are beautiful people sometimes, terrible people others, but I just wondered what kind of a witch are you? I'm a witch too, you see.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome. I am always happy to see other witches here. Yes, I'm just more of a remedy maker for these people. I like to help them when they are sick.
Oh, so potions.
Yes, I do many potions. I do herbal medicine and that kind of thing.
That's beautiful.
It is a wonderful time. It is almost midsummer, you know. Are you guys here looking for a little bit of help with, the fertility?
No, we came to look at your beautiful windows and talk to you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yes. I had those commissioned a while ago, and I brought them in just... Ah, it is so lovely to just honor my patron, you know?
Who is your patron?
Oh, I love Milani. Milani is just excellent. She is a wonderful woman. Always against the obstruction of oppression and unjust rule, and she just, oh, she has so much hope for the world at large, you know? I feel so free following her, and I wanted to honor her for that.
Can I do a knowledge check for Milan?
Yep.
Is it still religion?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I just have to roll not a two this time. Nine.
It's not a deity you've ever heard of.
Have any of you heard of Milani? I have not.
Doesn't really sound familiar to me. I don't know much about the god.
Okay. Marge, yeah. I hate to bother you. Yeah. Have you ever heard of anyone named Milani? Would be maybe a religious person?
Oh, no.
Okay. Just checking. Don't worry. And Vasilisa gives Marge's hand a little bit of a squeeze, comforting style.
Yeah, Marge is not interested in interacting with anything. She's bracing herself for the next.
Yeah you're done. Screaming. You're done with this. You're so done with this.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm just kind of getting pissed off as Valdine. So Valdine's like, this is something that's very bad, and I want to find it quickly.
Your typical man, just want to fix things.
Oh, well, you know what? I am what I am, you know?
You're not looking for actual answers. You just want to make it stop.
I
think Marge would appreciate that, though.
She would. Right now, yes.
Is there anything else I can do for you all?
Oh, I hate to ask it, but what year is it?
Marge was going to ask the same thing. Of Amarank, but
midsummer, what year?
What year is it? You are so silly. I 3313 Epsilon Rising.
Oh, you know what? Silly me. Of course it is. Look, I am not one to track.
Well, do you all use a different calendar system where you are from?
Sure. Yes,
you're just
say
so
that.
Exotically. You've heard of the Absalom, yes? The city that has risen from the waters?
Sure. Yeah, wonderful, I mean, yes, wonderful. Of course.
So what can I do for you today?
Well, I was wanting to try some of what you were cooking out there in the cauldron.
You could purchase my gems tomorrow at the festival.
Oh, but I am also a fellow witch. So I notice you have some cool things in that cabinet right there.
Yes, I do. Thank you. It is quite a collection of oddities.
Could I get a closer look or like a little tour?
Yes, please. Help yourself to looking. I am very busy trying to get my jam ready. I was just about to begin my canning process.
Oh, okay. Yes,
but
I shall
feel
look
free.
Along.
Have a look around. I will be outside with my jam.
Perfect.
And I would like to just kind of look at the cabinet, see if there's anything that's obviously magical or that I recognize or that might be really good at amplifying illusions. I don't freaking know. Yeah, okay, I'm looking. Cool. I'm going to use my horrid card of the day, the Wanderer bonus, to get a bonus to my spellcraft check because that is an intelligence check. 30.
Okay, so you go over to her cabinet and you see any number of potions and alchemist materials. You're able to kind of identify everything here. There is enough for like a masterwork alchemist lab. So you see different kinds of scales, measuring devices, those kinds of things. There's a couple other things you see here that kind of stand out that you're not exactly sure of. You see a stone chalice. You see a jar of pig's feet. You see a pile of charred wood chips. You see three jade spheres about the size of your fist. And you see a bunch of cracked speckled eggshells.
I feel like speckled eggshells are a spell component.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to bother you, Jacobina, but...
She's outside.
Ah,
is there a locked cabinet or something?
No.
You see the cabinet is
open now, but it's
there is a lock
a
on the outside
lock.
Like it, okay. There is a intact lock that has been unlocked and is open hanging on one of the doors.
And in the vision we saw a shattered lock.
Correct.
That's Lisa. What would someone have done with this in that image and that flyer? We saw this was shattered open.
I mean, someone undoubtedly broke in for all the magic stuff. It's an alchemist lab, and then
it's just valuable. That's it.
I mean, it could also be magical. I don't know what that stone chalice does, there's these jade spheres, some wood chips. Look, there's even pig's feet in there in a jar.
Is there anything to get us out of here?
We need to be able to realize, this is an illusion.
Well, I think I realize it.
But we need to be able to realize it in our gut. You know?
Mm. Also looking, you know, around me and seeing that there's a house here in the grass and it just seems so real. Mm-hmm. I have to really, truly believe with, all of it's fake.
With the weird shit you guys have seen, if you all would like to roll another will save, you may.
Yes, please.
I think Vasilisa would encourage Marge to try really hard to realize it's not true. And she's going to look deeply into you and cast Fortune on you.
Okay. Nice.
You can re-roll any ability check, saving throw, skill check, and take the better result. So roll two, pick one. It's like a free snowflake.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I will definitely roll again because I only rolled a 6, which would give me a 7. Nice! That's a 19.
Okay. You watch Mard fade away.
Vasilisa's not going to try until Marge and Valdine have disappeared. Valdine. She wants to get them out.
Valdine rolls a 15.
Valdine fades away as well.
Okay, cool.
Vasilisa. Now, can't you just leave?
Vasilisa's going to need a roll, but I want to look a little bit closer at the stone chalice and things beforehand. Okay. Like, kind of commit them to memory a bit, but also, are there any carvings on anything or any details that if I look closer, maybe even touch them?
Yeah, so looking around at everything in particular in the cabinet, the chalice kind of stands out. There are very ancient runes and scald written all around it in a very old tongue. You aren't able to read it, but you are able to recognize it as ancient scald.
You know what? I'm going to, as quickly as I can, hold the chalice, take it out, and say, Jacobina, what is this?
Oh, do be careful with that. It is a very old object. It's been passed down in my family for generations and generations. It's just a fancy ceremony cup.
Totally nothing but that. What do the runes say? Skald is apparently not my first language.
It says it talks of other planes of existence. It talks of magic outside of our own understanding. I often use it to commune with Milani and to send her messages and ask for guidance.
What does Milani represent? Because, for example, my patron is Vara. She represents summertime, so summer festival, very exciting. Milani, what does she mean to you?
Oh, she is of hope and devotion. She is known as the Everbloom, always finding a way to grow and get out of terrible situations. If you look at my stained glass, there is a rose growing out of a bloodstained street that shows that even in the most tragic of circumstances, you may find beauty in life and the way forward and the way out.
I mean, that sounds lovely. Vila, thank you for your time.
Yes, of course.
What about those jade sphere things? What are those?
Oh, those. You do not want to touch those. And she winks at you.
Because
they are for sexy times.
Okay.
You didn't touch them, did you?
No. What kind of sex?
Your little daughter did not play with them?
The goodness, no.
Oh, good, good. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh.
You know what? I'm just going to, and Vasilisa's going to try her will save. She's okay, like,
go for it.
I'm just going to dip. Pull the ripcord. She's going to try anyway. 24.
Okay. Yeah. You fade
26.
Back out. And the three of you are standing in this dilapidated hut.
Okay, everybody, be very. Have you touched anything?
Is this real?
Outside, you guys can hear talking.
Oh.
Coming do we from recognize not so far the voice? Away. Yes, you do. It is Bulka talking with Cap'n Gary.
Dermo. Okay, good. Good.
Okay. Oh, here, Bulka! Bulka!
Okay, let's go get Zach. Bulka, you start walking back over towards the front.
Oh, who, me?
Yeah, you. Oh, to talk to Gary and Kappa.
Okay.
Oh, Bulka, what is going on? We heard some screams in the distance, and
I do not know. I mean, the spirits of the children that Vasilisa was talking about do seem to have been trapped here. They've stopped for the moment. I think maybe they're gone, or maybe they're just done for the day. Is lunch break,
Did
perhaps?
Did you happen to find any of our friends? We're Vasilisa and Marge in the Valdine.
No, they're somewhere where I don't know where they are.
Oh, I see. And it's at that point that in the distance, Bulka, you hear Marge yelling your name.
Oh, except...
Bulka!
Except I think I do hear... You know what? Let me...
Bulka!
Okay, I've got... you know what? Hold on 1 second. I've got to go. And I go follow the voice.
It's coming from up above. Like in
the air?
Yeah. You hear it echoing around in the canyon you're standing in.
Oh.
You walk a little bit in towards town and it's coming kind of off from the right. The rest of you are still standing in this hut. What do? You just start yelling his name. You gonna just chill there?
Here, let's stay together still. I want to look and check this cabinet with the broken lock to see what's in there. But we also need to take care of things with Bulka and everyone else first, okay? And Vasilisa is going to step out and see if I can see Bulka.
Okay. Bulka, Vasilisa, roll perceptions.
16.
6.
Bulka, you see Vasilisa brightly dressed standing up on this bluff, looking out as you're looking up. Vasilisa, you don't see Bulka.
Bulka! Where are you?
Oh, there you are. That is weird.
Oh, hello, Bulka.
Yes, it's Desna. She must have, moved you somewhere.
No, we walked here. Is the most powerful major image spell I have ever encountered in my entire life. We got sucked into the best, most permanent, biggest illusion ever.
Oh, this is not the illusion.
The other thing is the illusion. Anyway, we need to get everyone else through and make sure they get out of the illusion or don't succumb to it.
Yeah, so what will they have to do? Like, if one of them goes blink blink, like what do they do?
Here, just let's go together, and then we need to check a cabinet in up here in this little cottage place.
Okay.
You tell everyone to stay put, not come through arch yet till I get down there.
Okay.
Okay.
So go back over to the party. Cool. To the NPC party.
Cool.
Say, look, Vasilisa, she's going to come. She's going to help everyone to make it through. Is, I guess, not that big of a deal. You can do it, but we need Vasilisa, and she will be just 1 minute.
Okay, very, very good. I'm glad they are all okay.
Yeah. Are you good? How are you?
Me? Oh, no, I am great. I'm great.
Good.
Come to think of it, I did not see Valdine. Perhaps Valdine is not back. I do not know.
No. Okay. shit. All right.
Back up at the cottage. What's up?
I'm casting Detect Magic.
You cast Detect Magic.
Starting on the cabinet.
Okay. So you see the shattered lock. You are detecting magic inside of the cabinet. The doors are still closed. Would you like to open them?
Yes. I do. I want to open them. It's a big mirror. The queen's staring at me. She says, gotcha, bitch.
We all die.
And so you open it up and you see that the cabinet is really in not the best shape. You see a lot of the shelves have collapsed. You see a pile of broken glass vials at the bottom. You see all these bones and wood chips and everything. It's just all kind of lying in a big pile. You see the jade spheres that I mentioned are all kind of there. One of them is cracked open. You do not, however, see the stone chalice. Can I get a perception check from everyone else in the room?
29 for Valdine.
24 for Marge.
You both are kind of looking around as well. A lot of the windows have been broken and blown out and everything. But over on this stone table, you do see that there appears to be a number of things laid across it, but they are covered in snow. But it is not an even surface. It is lumpy.
Go ahead and clear off the snow.
So you go over and you wipe your arm across the table, brushing off a bunch of the snow. And you see lying underneath it, worn away and ruined with time and moisture and frost, 5 books, all laid open, frozen in time, illegible in their current state, completely destroyed with all kinds of rot and mold and frost.
Okay. Vasilisa, there's some books over here on this table that are all set up a certain way. You make anything of this?
Just a moment.
I want to focus my detect magic on the cabinet.
You are detecting some magic coming from, like, the little pile of vials that have been crashed at the bottom. And you're detecting that somewhere, like, within the glass, there is still something emanating magic.
All right, I'm going to carefully try and find whatever is still registering as magical in that pile.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm going to say, there are some sort of sex spheres here. They're jade. They might be valuable. I don't know.
Marge is not interested in that. She is going to put her hand in her pocket just because her hands are cold. And does she feel the copper piece that Abrank gave her?
Yes.
What?
She'll pull it out
and
look at it.
You pull out this copper piece. And you see that it has been worn away with time. It is the same copper piece of the same minting and everything that you believe it to be, but all of the imprints on it have been smoothed out almost to be a completely flat piece of copper. But nonetheless, it has been in your pocket and you have pulled it out. And between that and the five frozen books and the missing chalice and, of course, the pile of broken glass, we will have to figure out what mysteries these unfold into next time on episode 50 of the Dimensional Podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
It's 50 already.
Wow.
Oh my god.
What?
My help.
You mean you did it all?
No, I mean like this episode. Like I did a little something in this episode.
You did a lot.
Thanks for being here.
Yes, yes.
You had your own solo time.
I have a million questions now though. I don't know what.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can wait 2 more weeks to figure out what to
do.
Me either.
We'll have to.
The copper coin and who Aberrant.
Who knows?
Is
and the
sex stones.
Well, I don't know what's going on, but I like it.
Thank you for listening to the Dimension Door Podcast. The time has come once again for the Audioverse Awards. The Dimension Door Podcast and our sister show, Severed Fate, have secured nominations. Until October 17th, you can go and vote for our wonderful shows to be part of the finalists. It means the world to us that you take the time to listen to the content we create. Voting for us in the Audioverse Awards is an extremely helpful, free way you can lend even more support. If you're looking for more shows and want to check out the other talent that is participating this year, you should check out the Audioverse Awards nominee showcase. Each show that is nominated has to submit an episode that they view is their best representation of their production. I did my best to listen to as many shows as possible in last year's showcase, and I found what are now some of my favorite ear candy. So go to audioverseawards.net/vote. Speaking of wonderful shows, stay tuned for a message from our friends at Heroes in Progress. If you would rather throw money at our auditory endeavors, you can become a supporter on Patreon and get a sweet executive producer credit like Debbie Hawks, Callie Rose, and David Lester. The editing and music for this episode is by Zach Kreitler, who is nominated for a bunch of Audioverse Awards, I might add, with bumper tracks from MDK Music and some spell effects from Sirenscape.
Hey Noah, how's the trailer going?
I've got the rough edit if you want to see it.
Here at our Gentry Academy, there are many social clubs you have the chance of joining, but there's one you may not have heard of.
Hi, I'm Reese Wozniak, president of the Occult Club.
And I'm Elijah Nesba, the vice president. If you join the club, you'll develop excellent research skills and sharpen your reflexes.
Yeah, because I learn best when I'm dodging fireballs.
Yes, Jordan, our newest club member. Could you give us some insight into your time here with us, the Occult Club?
Well, what do you want to hear about first? The monster mysteries, the awkward social interactions, or the running headfirst into danger?
Jordan?
So join the Occult Club today!
What do you think?
It's honest.
I'm not sure whether the scoreboard would approve our video if we're actually fighting monsters.
But we do.
And if not us, then who? Actually, maybe we should finish this later. I've just had a huge brainwave about our latest mystery.
Heroes in Progress, a TTRPG radio drama style podcast hosted by the Gay Tea Network. Pull up a chair and join us for another mystery with Reese, Jordan, and the Occult Club fortnightly on Wednesdays.